Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were mixed here. We were actually lower most part today after yesterday's big strong rally. Corn, of course, yesterday closed up the limit. Today it was down about 8 to 10 cents at one point, but then in the last 10 minutes of trading, along with the other grains, rallied. Actually closed a penny to a penny and a half higher in the corn, December 432 and three quarters. The last couple of days have really been a game changer for the corn producer as they're getting back what they thought was going to be a bad year with prices as low as 370 at one point in Dease corn, all the way back up to 432. So in a way, it's bailed a lot of corn producers out, which is a good thing if you're a corn guy, bad thing if you're a cattle guy. So we'll continue to watch that. It's extremely overbought at this point. On the daily chart, RSI is up to 86. So there's some technical guys that will say that it won't be able to go a whole lot more just because the momentum is extremely overbought. Beans down 8 to 9 cents today. November still pretty high, though, at 10.29, down 8. And then wheat futures were the weakest contract, down 28 in the Chicago wheat and down about 18 in the Kansas City. And that was about 10 cents off of the lows.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today's trade seemed like it was a bit of leftover from yesterday's trade here as these hedge funds that have been short seem to be maybe buying back some corn still. In the last 10 minutes, of course, it rallied a significant amount. So it looked like they were buyers there. Sellers of beans, sellers of wheat throughout the day. Ethanol production report was actually lower than last week, but still above last year. So ethanol production is going long. Are going good. Stocks were lower than last week. Margins continue to get a little bit weaker here as corn prices go up and crude oil stays low. So margins are getting a little bit tighter, but production still seems to be higher than last year. And a lot in the news about Greece and the European Union and other worldwide factors here have the U.S. dollar index sharply higher today. That could have been a factor for some of the selling here as exports go down when the dollar goes up. And then the other thing, every summer you get these weather markets where any sort of hint that there may be some hot and dry weather pushes prices higher. This year we have a unique situation where the corn was planted in such a tight window, about a two-week window. That puts the pollination in a tight window. So if there's any sort of hiccups in terms of the growing season, that could cause some volatility.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle up $3 at $151.07, December up $2.85 at $154.75, August feeder cattle $3.77 higher at $218.50, September up $3.65 at $217.05, July lean hogs 90 higher at $77.10, August lean hogs 47 higher at $74.85, with October down 60 67 at 65.32. July Kansas City wheat down 17 and a quarter at 576, with the December down 16 and a half at 611 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 27 and a quarter at 587 and a half. July corn down a quarter at 413 and three quarters. December up a quarter at 431 and three quarters. July soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 1044, with November down 7 and three quarters at 1029 and a half. July cotton down 142 at 66.09. December down 37 at 67.54. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.